This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 669. It's fun for Jennifer to get band 8 on IELTS writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Jennifer, a 3-key student who needs to increase her IELTS scores to at least an overall 8. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and fans. We are here with a 2-time guest, a returning guest today. Jennifer from Taiwan is here. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, Jessica and everyone.
Now, remind us, why were you on the podcast last year?
So last year I went on the podcast because I got 7.5 overall on my IELTS exam.
Yep, so that was super awesome. Guys, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and that is episode 468. So you can maybe listen to that one first. Do a little background research. Okay, and then today Jennifer is on because she is actually taking 3-keys again because she needs to raise those scores even more. And she was this month's Wizard winner. Contest winner. Oh, I said that wrong. Writing Wizard winner. Okay. So, Jennifer, let's talk about the writing first, and then maybe we could talk about how you can increase your scores a bit, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right. So, how do you feel about winning the contest this month?
I felt really surprised when I got your email because honestly, the day before, I thought, oh, this is the last day. This is the deadline. I don't know if I can do this. But I thought, I'm on my writing module right now, so maybe I should give it a go. So I used like an hour to write this essay because I had to write and also type onto my computer. So I used an hour. And the next day, within 12 hours, I got your mail. I was like, oh, my God, I did it.
That's so awesome. Okay, so let's talk about why your essay won. First of all, it is like perfectly organized. Just like it's super clear, super direct, lots of natural sounding transition phrases. And part of that being super clear and super direct is having very specific ideas. So I'm going to read a little bit from your essay so our listeners can learn. But first of all, guys, let me read you the question. So the question in December was, many would say that adults today are generally healthier than they were in the past. However, others would say that people have many more unhealthy habits than before. Discuss both views and give your opinion. All right. So a lot of parts of your essay were amazing and really jumped out to me. But to show this, like, specific idea, good vocab, reasons why you won, there's this one sentence. Let me see. Okay. So to support your idea in paragraph 2, you say, take my female friends, for example. They desire fit and healthy figures. Therefore, they always look up the food pyramid and calculate their calories on the internet and strictly follow the instructions. Okay, I love this. How difficult was it for you to brainstorm ideas and organize those ideas?
In the beginning, when I was brainstorming, I only thought of food pyramid. Because I remember one conversation with my friends where they were talking about someone who thinks that eating vegetables is a Western misconception.
And wait,
then,
what?
Yeah, I know. It's just that conversation came to me. And then
Vegetables are a conspiracy theory. I love it.
I know. It's so funny and interesting. I'm like, oh, okay. And then, so that's when they talk about food pyramid. And I thought, okay, I'm going to use this. And then when I was proofreading my essay, and I thought, oh, it's not my, that my words is not enough. And I thought, okay, I should maybe put something more after the full pyramid. That's what I thought. Oh, maybe I can say they calculate the calories when they go online.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So guys, this episode today, we're really focusing on the writing process, right? I mean, because Jennifer already got a 7.5, right? And just before we started recording, we were talking about how to get that 8, how to make that even better. So I'm going to share some of our conversation here, Jennifer, with our listeners. So the process that you just described in your mind, that's kind of what we were talking about before, right? So in order to get that 8, right? We want to show more of ourselves in the essay, to be more natural, to show writing fluency, to show how easy it is for us to communicate through our writing, okay? So we have to be specific, but you have to be yourself at the same time, okay? So I love this idea because a lot of students would stop at food pyramid. They'd be like, that's specific. That's good vocab. Great. But how do we level that up? So what you did there, Jennifer, that's exactly the process you're going to go through in the next 3 weeks, okay? Yeah. When you look at your essay, you're going to think, what else can I put in of myself here? How can I make this even more specific, more real, okay? So that's exactly what you should be doing. I love it so much. So guys, the reason why this is higher level is, first of all, better vocab. So food pyramid's great, but then you go on to talk about calculating calories, right? So you're just adding more great vocab. But then remember, to get a high, high score for task response, you have to expand and prove your answers in real ways. And that's exactly what that does by including more description of your friends. Okay, so good. I could just go on about how awesome this essay is. Okay.
Thank you.
So perfect. So the next reason why you won was the vocabulary. So instead of just repeating like health, you used phrases like nutritional sustenance. I've always loved that word, sustenance. Jennifer, can you give us any vocab tips?
Honestly speaking, it's from you.
Ah, yay.
Oh, yeah. So sustenance, I learned that were from you, and then I was reading another book, and it was in the book, and I thought, wow, amazing, I learned this word, and now I'm seeing it in the book I am reading. So that's how it's fresh up my memories. And so I think
so I think
the way to learn good and high level vocabularies is read a lot, as you always suggest. And really, I also took your advice. So I have my vocabulary notebook, and it's not like you have to have a lot of vocabulary. It's just the vocabulary that you would use, and you can actually use it over and over again just to be familiar with the words you're going to have to use. If I have too many words, I am not even going to use all of them. So I just use the ones that I would use, like the domicile. That word. I'm so
domicile is a great word.
I know.
And oh my God, that is so useful for IELTS. What does domicile mean, Jennifer?
It means homes, houses, residential place.
Yeah. It's exactly the same as like home. Just the place where someone lives. Yeah, but it sounds so fancy.
I know. So I thought, oh wow, okay. It's like reviewing. You just have to review your vocabularies. So if I learn something new and I know it's high level, I try to use it in my daily conversation. Then I know, okay, this word is in my brain, it's in my system now, so I can use it in the future when I speak or when I write.
That's perfect. Okay, so I'm just gonna sort of highlight some of the things you said, Jennifer, because of course students are always wondering how they could learn and use high level vocab. So there's a lot of keys to take away here, you guys, from Jennifer. So first of all, this vocab notebook, so important. If you're in 3 keys IELTS, look at the vocab notebook lesson. Remind yourself, because we do tell you in there to limit the number of words, like no more than 10 words per topic. Because you, like Jennifer said, guys, You don't need all the words. You can't use all the words. Just choose the few that you love, like sustenance and domicile. Like, these are very high-level words with very simple meanings. And that means that they're easy to use. Like, anytime you're gonna say home, just say domicile. It's exactly the same. Instead of food, say sustenance. It's exactly the same. So learning it and then reading it. So I love how you described acquiring the word sustenance, because that's the hard work of the process that you have to go through in order to acquire this. So first you learn something new, and then, like Jennifer, you try to use it a lot, but then also you read a lot. So you're going to come across this word to remind yourself, like, oh, right, I know that.
Yes.
Right? So the more often you come in contact with it, the better you'll remember it. Okay. So guys, it does take hard work, but it is possible. Hello, hello, awesome listeners. Thanks for listening to the show today. Remember to grab your bonus and get all the strategies and templates that have helped Jennifer to get such high IELTS scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. Okay. So let's go on to talk about how to increase your scores to an 8 before we finish today, because I feel like there's a lot of tips that students can learn from today. So, all right, you got a 7.5 on reading last year. So how do you think you're going to increase it to an 8 this time or higher?
For reading?
Mm-hmm.
I think I am going to do practice maybe once or twice a week by printing out the mock exam, the reading mock exam, so I can get familiar with the three keys rules by applying to them. That's my strategy at
Perfect.
The moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've already reviewed the reading module, right?
Yeah, I did. And the matching headings was a disaster.
Why? What
I don't happened? Know. I think it's so interesting because, you know, it's all about matching, right? And all about paraphrasing. But then when I was look at the paraphrasing, I did the exercise you provide and it was totally wrong. And I don't know what I did. And I feel like, oh my gosh, because before I took your course, I usually just look, I read the sentences and I thought, okay, this is might be the main idea. Then I choose it and it was okay. But then when I was trying to match the parallel expression, I didn't and I couldn't. So I was very nervous, like, oh, I don't know what's going on here. Maybe it's the parallel expression is too much, like this one says mystery means many questions. But for me, I thought, how come mystery means many questions? Mysteries means something, it's very mysterious, but I don't know if that means many questions.
Okay, I think you're overthinking it again.
Oh, really?
So this came up in our session before we recorded as well, right? Yeah, the overthinking thing. If you overthink on the matching headings, it's not gonna work. Then you're gonna get the wrong answer if you think too much on matching headings, right?
Okay.
So it's a loose paraphrase for sure. But think about it. Like, a mystery is something that you have a lot of questions about. A mystery is like literally something that has no answer.
Right.
You see what I mean? So it does have many questions. And I think if you don't read into it too much, if you don't pause and think about it too much, I think you'll see that, you know? So do it at the same pace as you did before, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, looking at the heading, looking at the beginning of the paragraph, getting the answer. Do it at that same pace because I think you were already getting the answer by matching words because that's the only way you can get an answer. Mm-hmm. But maybe now you're overanalyzing a little bit. So dial it back, time yourself because remember, matching headings should be super fast. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So just try and go as fast as possible to prevent yourself from overthinking.
Sounds
All right.
great.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, you know that these strategies get students nines on reading.
Yes. Right?
I mean, we've heard it again and again. So don't overthink it. Just trust it. Just go with it, Jennifer. You're going to be fine. I think this is the biggest danger of already doing really well, but now you need to do even better, is like you're going to tend to overanalyze things all the time. So if you catch yourself doing that, Jennifer, you just need to slow down and take a step back. Okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got it.
All right. Yeah. Definitely. And then, of course, if there's any time you don't understand why it's an answer, post in the Facebook group and I can explain it.
Okay. Very helpful. Yes.
So before we started recording, we talked about how to get that 8 in writing. Jennifer, can you share with our listeners what stood out to you from our lesson?
I think it's the being flexible.
Yes.
It's very important. Yeah. So, of course, templates are very good for you to use, and it gives me a direction to write my essay. But it would be so good if I can be flexible and also add my personality, because that's my essay.
Exactly.
Then that would be more natural to examiners. That's what I got.
Perfect. That's perfect, Jennifer. So we saw an example of that already. You're already starting to think in that direction. So guys, the template's already got you a 7.5, right? So now how do we change that? How do we improve upon that? So again, guys, the key here is to become flexible. So the first step is learning how to do it well. And we have to do that with templates. There's no other way. You're not going to invent a perfectly organized essay by yourself. So learn the templates. That's the first step. And then now you have to understand them so well and be so comfortable with the templates that you can move these pieces around to suit your own communication. So maybe, you know, you don't want to say more specifically. Maybe you want to say as an illustration, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to give two examples instead of one. So guys, templates are the first step, yes, but then I do encourage you, you have to be so comfortable with them and trust yourself to put your own voice in there, okay? And move around some of the pieces. So play with that, Jennifer. You do understand it. You already got a 7.5. Now you're gonna get that 8, no problem.
Yay, I'm so excited. It's actually very fun when I start to write essays that I think, oh, it's actually going very well and smooth. And when I have that feeling, I feel fun writing it.
Yes, that is such a positive sign. And you know, that's what we hear from students that score so highly on the speaking exam, is it's fun, right? Yeah. So when you can start to play with the writing and enjoy it and have fun, that's a really good sign.
Oh, excellent. Yes. And I also have fun reorganizing and proofreading my writing, thinking, oh, I can remove this or I can move it around and to make it better.
Awesome.
And I feel, oh, this is actually a good essay. And I actually kept going back and look at my essay thinking, oh, this is a good essay.
Oh, I love it so much. Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, the next time that happens, share it in the Facebook group, man. Like,
oh, okay.
Be proud of that.
Okay,
yeah.
I will.
Students could learn from this. I love it. Okay, guys. So everyone, if you are ready to access the same strategies that have helped and are helping Jennifer, remember that you also get a bonus because you're a podcast listener. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. And one more quick thing, guys. YouTube Live is happening in 2 days on January 23rd. So sign up now. Put it in your calendars. Go to allearsenglish.com/idioms to sign up today. And then you can also ask me questions. All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me again.
My pleasure. All right, Jennifer, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.